很高兴我们啊，真的在教会里面相聚哈。
And so glad to see you at church today.
那么平常我们大家每星期天来教会，都认为是理所应当的事情。
Usually we take it for granted that we can come to a church building on Sunday mornings.
那么当疫情来到的时候，我们不得不在网上聚会。
But when the pandemic came, we had to meet online.
我们也感谢主、弟兄姐妹在网上聚会我们依然都热情很高。
And I'm very thankful to the Lord that even though we met online, I can see the spiritual zeal soaring among our brothers and sisters.
不过来到教会里面彼此见面我们还是觉得分外的亲切。
But we feel extraordinarily closer to each other when we can meet in person.
所以我们感谢主在过去的一年五个月的时间里面我们终于返回了教会。
So we thank God, after a year and 5 months meeting online, we are finally able to come back and meet at the church.
我们在这过去这17个月的时间里面
，And in the past 17 months,
我们不但在这个网上可以聚会
，Not only could we meet online,
那么我们发现我们的主日学、我们的祷告会，还包括我们的小组。都是在网上聚会。
And we also conduct the Sunday school, our small groups, and our prayer meetings online as well.
所以我们见证了神的恩典。
So we can witness God's grace among us.
那么同时我们也见证了弟兄姐妹的属灵的热情。
And meanwhile, we also see the spiritual fervor among our brothers and sisters.
为此啊，我们就要特别的感谢神。
So for this, we are extraordinarily thankful to our God.
那么今天是我们返回教会的第一个主日。
So today is the first Sunday that we came back to church.
这是个特别的日子。
It's a very special day.
今天大家知道是几号吗？
Do you know what date it is today?
八月八号。
It's August the 8th.
这是个好日子。
It's a good day.
我们不是故意的选这个日子。
We didn't choose this day intentionally.
但是我们在讨论的时候就发现这个时间就合适定下来，这是一个很吉祥的日子。
But as we were discussing, we find this day to be the right day, auspicious day.
所以第一次我们回到教会，我们大家在一起敬拜。
So as we came back the first time and worship together,
刚才我们大家在一起唱诗歌。
And as we sang together,
这是我们。这么长时间没有的一个经历。
We haven't had this experience in a long time.
我们感谢神给我们的保守。
So we thank God for preserving us.
我们不但一起敬拜，我们一会儿还要一起来领用圣餐。
Not only can we meet together, we can also take the Lord's Supper together later.
那么在第一次回来的时候，我想我要跟大家分享些什么呢？
So I was thinking, what I share with you as we come back for the first time?
我们就来反思一下这个新冠疫情带给我们的一些教训。
Let's reflect upon the lessons we have learned from this pandemic.
那么从这个疫情当中我们得到什么启示？
And what insight do we get from this pandemic?
以及我们应当学到一些什么样的功课？
And then what kind of lessons should we learn from this pandemic?
那么大家知道这个疫情是在2019年的12月在中国武汉开始爆发起来。
We all know that this pandemic broke out in Wuhan, China, back in December 2019.
那么至今呢，我们知道过去的这段时间哈，这个疫情已经蔓延到世界各个地方。
And we know that this pandemic spread all over the world.
那么我们知道科学家对这个病毒的研究呢，也是越来越深入。
And we also know that the scientists have done deeper research into this virus.
那么我们现在有一些个比较好的治疗的方法。
And we have some very good treatment planned for this illness.
而且有一些很有效的疫苗出现。
And then we also have developed very effective vaccines.
所以美国的这个疫情呢，也是在一个缓解的状况。
So the pandemic in the United States is eased a little bit.
但是在全球范围内呢，这个疫情啊，根本就没有看到一个完全得到控制的迹象。
But globally speaking, we still do not see signs of the pandemic under control.
那中美两国呢，为了疫情的问题啊，一直在争论不休啊。
United States and China have argued over this pandemic, how it came from.
那彼此之间的指责多于对话。
There's more blame than dialogue.
那么交恶多过合作。
And then worsened relationship than cooperation.
毫无疑问，在这个疫情当中呢，这个世界是更加的动荡。
Undoubtedly, during the pandemic, we can see the world becoming more turbulent.
那么，如果历史的经验能够告诉我们什么的时候
，If we can learn something from the experiences of history,
那么这个时候总是有人来煽动一些仇恨。
We can see that there's always some people who want to incite hatred.During a crisis.
在这种情况下呢，有些人是唯恐天下不乱。
So they hope they were hoping and praying that maybe the whole world will become a mess.
所以各种样的事情都会在出现在我们的周围。
So many things will happen around us.
那么有些人就试图去转嫁危机。
And so some people would transfer the crisis to something else.
那么对此啊，我们基督徒就是要格外的警惕。
So for this, Christians need to be extra vigilant.
那么免得我们被人利用。
So that we're not being used by some people.
因为作为上帝的儿女啊，我们基督徒被称为叫光明之子。
As God's children, we are called the children of light.
所以我们看问题的是理当是站得高看得远。
So we should stand at a higher point and see further away to the issues.
那么遇到困难的时候我们就可以分析得透彻。
And when we encounter difficulties that we should analyze more thoroughly.
那么遇到一些有争议性的时候我们会理解得深刻。
And then with the controversial issues, we should understand more deeply.
为什么？因为我们有圣灵。在我们的心中给我们启示。
Because the Holy Spirit will illuminate within us.
所以这样我们才会不会被那些看起来似乎很玄妙的那些学说被他们迷惑。
So we will not be deceived or confused by some theories that seems very puzzling and mysterious.
那么从这个疫情当中我们学到什么呢？
So what have we learned from this pandemic?
其实你看从疫情的起源一直到后来我们的这个防控的措施等等。
Actually, you can see from the beginning of the pandemic until how we prevent and to control it.
首先我们就知道，我们这个疫情的发生是人类长期的盲目发展的一个必然的结果。
We can gather that the happening of this pandemic is how we treated God's nature.
所以我常常有弟兄姐妹会问我，陈牧师，你们有没有为这个祷告啊？
Some people would ask me, Pastor Chen, are you guys praying for this?
为什么上帝还让这个事情发生啊？
Why did God let this happen?
实际上我们每个人都知道这个事情是肯定会发生的。
Actually, we all know that the plague, sooner or later, will happen.
上帝不并不是没有警告过我们。
God did not, not warn us about this.
那么在2003年的那个SARS 的疫情哈。
So in 2003, we see the first coronavirus broke out.
那么后来在中东地区也有这种新冠的病毒的一个爆发。
We also see the coronavirus broke out in the Middle Eastern world.
其实都是给我们的一个警告。
And they were signs of warning for us.
其实我们现在遇到的这个疫情也是上帝给我们的提醒。
So this pandemic also is God's reminder for us.
这场瘟疫啊，这是人类长期的掠夺资源，破坏自然环境所得到的必然的结果。
It's a natural consequence of human beings exploiting our resources and destroying our environment.
所以这为我们人类这种盲目的发展敲响了一个警钟。
So it sounded an alarm for our blind exploitation of our resources.
所以我们知道在创世纪第一章哈。
We read from Genesis chapter 1.
那么神在创造天地的时候
When God created the heaven and the earth.
他曾经吩咐人来管理这个世界。
He commanded man to manage this world.
那么创世纪第一章28节这样说，要生养众多。遍满地面。
In Genesis 1, verse 28, be fruitful and multiply.
治理这地。
to rule the world.
也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And take charge of all the things under the sea, over the air, and creep on the earth.
所以神已经把管理这个世界的责任交给了我们。
So God has entrusted to us the responsibility of ruling the world.
但是我们发现人类没有尽到这个责任。
But we find that as human beings, we did not fulfill our responsibility.
反而我们是肆意的挥霍来这个泛滥的性的开发。
But on the contrary, we splurge on our resources at will.
那么这种情况不但是新冠疫情，我们发现现在世界上的气候的变化。
Besides the pandemic, we also find the extreme weather in the world.
我们大家今年都特别明显的感受到。
Especially this year, we can all felt about that.
那么环境的污染。
And the environmental pollution.
那么动物种类的消失。
And disappearance of animals.
那么两极冰川的融化等等。
And then the bipolar, all the ice melt.
这都是一些个明证。
These are very obvious signs.
这种事情呢不但中国有份。
Not only China has a part in it.
美国也有份。
United States also has a part in it.
而且我们每个人都有份的。
And every one of us has a part in it.
可能有人说陈牧师我怎么会也有份。
Maybe some of you may ask me, Pastor Chen, how come I have a part in it?
我们要知道说我们生活在这个世界所有这些事情我们都有参与的。
But we must know that whatever happens in this world, we are all part of it.
大家有没有知道我们这个手机就是大家经常去要更换的，对不对？
For example, the cell phones, we often change our cell phones.
我们知道这个要经隔几年就不得不要换这个手机。
So after a couple of years, we need to change our cell phones.
那大家知道全球的这么多人每个人都换手机的话，你知道这个浪费有多厉害。
So globally, if everyone changes their cell phone a few years, how much pollution there will be?
但是我们已经习惯了这种生活的形态。
But we have getting accustomed to this kind of lifestyle.
那么美国我们知道是在世界上最发达的国家哈。
We know that United States is the most advanced country in the world.
所以世界上所有的人都羡慕美国人的生活方式。
Everyone in the world envies the way we live.
你知道美国一个人平均每年消耗全球的这个资源和能量是多少？
Do you know the percentage of the United States, how we consume the resources of the world?
所以如果中国有是人口最多的世界上人口最多的国家哈。
If China, which has the most population in the world,
他们也是想要像美国人这样生活。
If they all desire to live like the Americans,
我们可以知道这个世界地球上的状况应该是什么样子。
We can imagine how this world will become.
不但是中国。
Not only in China.
印度也要发展。
India also wants to develop.
巴西也要发展。
Brazil too.
非洲也要发展。
African.
他们每一个都想要像美国人这样来生活。
Everyone wants to live the American lifestyle.
所以我们这个地球就变成了现在这个状况。
So this is how our earth becomes what it is today.
我想这个新冠疫情是对我们大家一个很好的提醒。
So I think the pandemic is a very good reminder for all of us.
亡羊补牢，唯唯迟晚。
To remedy the situation is still not too late.
那么我们现在来改变还是来得及的。
It's still not too late to make a change.
那么由此可见，我们从圣经的角度来看啊。
So from the Bible's point of view,
我们不难发现这个新冠疫情的根本原因是什么。
It's not hard to find the basic reason for the pandemic.
所以我们看到很多人在那争来吵去，都是争在一些个表面的事情上。
We can see all the arguments are dealing with issues on the surface.
如果我们没有找到这根本的原因的话，
If we cannot find the very basic cause,
我们还是没有从这个事实上得到教训。
We still have not learned our lesson.
而且不但如此啊，
Not only so.
而且圣经里面所介绍给我们耶稣基督的福音，
The Bible tells us about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他也告诉我们应该解决的方法在哪里。
It also tells us how we can solve our problem.
我们知道圣经说一个不肯悔改的人是不能见神的面。
We know that Bible tells us someone who does not repent shall not see God.
我们知道，如果一个人他要想到得到耶稣基督的救恩，他就要先悔改。
If someone who wants to receive the salvation from Jesus Christ, this person has to repent first.
他能得到，才能得到神的救赎。
By repentance, we can receive God's redemption.
同样的道理。
Similarly,
如果人类若不是悔改自新的话
，If human beings do not repent and renew the situation,
断不能够扭转这个地球。现在这种不断恶化的生态环境
，We will never be able to turn around the worsening trend of this earth.
所以人类应该意识到，说我们每个人都对这个地球的所发生的问题负有责任。
So everyone needs to be aware of our personal responsibility to what's happening in this earth.
而且是需要所有的人一起来努力。
And it requires all of us to work together.
我们才能够解决这个问题。
That we may solve this problem.
就像我们现在看到的，这个疫苗不光是美国打了就能够止住疫情哈。
So when America, if everyone gets the vaccine, can we stop the pandemic?
所以我们需要全球要一起来做，才能够止住这个瘟疫。
We need this to be done globally to stop this pandemic.
所以呢，除非各国的政要啊。能够在上述的这个这个我们所讨论事项达成一致哈。
Unless the dignitaries of the world can reach a consensus of these problems.
所以人类还是没有办法能够找到解决这个问题的出路哈。
We as human beings still could not find the solution to these problems.
我们知道现在各个国家的竞争啊都已经发展到外太空了哈。
We know that many nations have made that competition up to the outer space.
那最近有美国这些亿万的富翁都争先恐后的要干什么
？Space travel.
对。他们要 坐这个飞船要到宇宙上去旅行。
And we know a lot of the billionaires in the world wants to take a flight to the outer space.
你不需要是这个宇航员才可以去太空的。
You don't have to be an astronaut to go to the outer space.
一般的人都可以去。
Ordinary people can accomplish that.
我相信不久的话这个就会非常普遍了，因为价格 会降下来的。
I think in the near future, this will become more common because the price will go down.
但是我们是想，如果人类没有这个立足改变的这个心智的话
，But I think that if we do not make our determination to make a change,
就是上帝再给我们一个星球哈。
So even if God gives us another planet,
我们照样可以把它搞得一塌糊涂。
We will still destroy it.
所以如何预防未来的这个瘟疫啊
So how to prevent the future pandemic?
所以这是人类面临的一个共同的难题、啊、
This is a common problem for all of us.
所以人类首先要停止对这个星球那种无情的掠夺。
So we need to stop the ruthless exploitation of this earth.
那么这需要各个国家。彼此之间的合作
，It requires all the cooperation among all the nations，
这样才能够实现、啊、
to accomplish this goal。
不过有人可能会有疑问说，啊，这个主意不错哈、啊、
，But some people may ask, well, you have a good idea。
但是呢，是不是能切实可行呢？这是另外一个问题。
But is it practical to carry out？
我们知道这个联合国。他这个常常很多的时候不能够真正来解决一些问题。
We know that the United Nations actually could not solve all the problems.
但是这个也需要我们意识到这个问题，我们有识之士要去大声的疾呼。
So when we are aware of these problems, we need people with insight to speak out loudly.
那么历史上呢，教会在推动社会变革方面其实都起了一个非常积极的作用。
In history, we can see that the church played an important role in promoting the social change.
而且在这方面涌现出大批的这个领袖的人才、啊、
And considerable leadership personnel emerged during crisis.
我们知道在六十年代的民权运动就是由教会的牧师叫马丁路德金来带领的。
We know in the 1960s, Martin Luther King led the civil rights movement.
那么 他的这个改变啊，都给我们每个人现在今天都受益的。
And his reform brought benefit to all of us today.
不然的话，还是美国还是白人的喝水的 fountain 是用一个，有色人种是用另外一个。
Otherwise, the white people and black people will still have to drink from a different fountain.
所以我们基督徒生活在这个世界啊，我们依然有的上帝托付我们做管理的责任。
So as Christians, when we live this world, we still have God's command for us to be good stewards.
可能人类在目前的状况下没有办法完全的根除我们所面对的这些顽疾。
Maybe at this moment, we will not be able to root out all the stubborn illnesses in this world.
但是我们可以做的比现在更好。
But we can do much better.
我们知道，作为基督徒，我们最终的盼望是什么？
We know as Christians, what is our ultimate hope?
所有我们现在面临的人类堕落的难题，都要等到耶稣基督再来的时候，才可以完全的解决。
All the worries and cares we have since humans fall, we have to wait until Jesus comes back to establish His kingdom.
那个时候。他会在地上建立神的国度。
At that time, Christ will establish God's kingdom on this earth.
这是基督徒活泼的盼望啊。
This is Christian's lively hope.
所以唯有基督才能带领人类走出黑暗，进入光明的国度。
Only Christ can lead us out of darkness into the light.
但这并不是意味我们现在就什么都不要做啊。
But this doesn't mean that we can do nothing right now.
我们就坐等着基督降临。
That we just sit and wait for Christ's return.
那么我们生活在这个世界上，我们就还要尽我们的责任。
As long as we are on this earth, we still need to be good stewards.
做好上帝的管家。
And fulfill our responsibility.
你知道做牧师的话，我常常去探访的哈。
So as a pastor, I often visit people.
那有一次我去探访一个家庭的话，他们问了我一个问题。啊，我觉得是非常有意思。
One time as I was visiting a family, they asked me a very interesting question.
因为一般的情况下，我常常问他们家庭有什么情况，有什么需要带导的等等。
Under normal circumstances, I would ask about their family situation and is there something that I can pray for them?
那最后我准备离开的时候，我就问他，我说你们有什么问题啊？有什么需要带导的？对教会有什么问题？
So as I was getting ready to leave, I asked them, do you have anything that I can pray for you? Do you have any question about the church?
家的男主人问我，我认为环境保护很重要。
So the man of the house told me that, oh, I feel the protection of our environment is very important.
我从来还没有得到过这个问题哈。
So、I have never heard this question from someone.
然后我稍微的沉吟了一下，我说我也认为环境保护很重要。
So after a pause, I said, oh, I also think that the protection of our environment is very important.
所以为什么就认为是牧师是教会是基督徒我们认为就认为环境保护不重要。
So how come sometimes we think, you know, as Christians, as a pastor, we don't think the environment is important?
本来就不是一个政治性的问题，也不是一个宗教性的信仰上的问题。
This is not a question of politics or our faith.
所以我们也不应该把这些问题归到信仰上去。
So we should not label this Christian as a religious Christian.
神委托我们的责任，我们要管理好这个世界。
So God has entrusted us the responsibility of ruling this world.
那么我们讲到现在的话，那么这个疫情对我们个人切身有什么需要学到的功课呢？
So as now for us personally, what lesson can we learn personally?
那么我们就来看一段经文啊。
Let's us take a look of a scripture.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经的传道书第三章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
我们来读第一节，然后再读11节到第14节。
Let's read verse 1 and then verses 11 to 14.
传道书在旧约圣经传道书的第三章， 第一节我来读中文，陪师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petal will read in English.
传道书第三章第一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
然后我们来看第十一节。
And let's look at verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
又将永生安置在人心里。
Also, he has set the world in their heart.
然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
So that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end.
我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。
I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life.
并且人人吃喝在他一切劳碌中享福。
And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor.
这也是神的恩赐。
It is the gift of God.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。
I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it.
神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
And God does it that the man should fear before him.
所以我们来反思我们的这个新冠疫情的话。
So as we reflect upon this pandemic,
天下万物都有定时。
Everything has its timing.
神赐给我们平安的日子。
God gives us days of peace.
那么神也让我们生活在这个疫情肆虐的日子。
He also allows us to live in a time when the pandemic is rampant.
瘟疫何时来，何时去，我们不知道。
When the plague comes or when it leaves, we don't know.
这一切都不在我们的掌握之中。
They are not under our control.
我们所能做的就是顺应这个时代的变化。
What we can do is to correspond with the change of times.
那么疫情凶猛的时候，我们就改在网上聚会。
So when the pandemic is fierce, we changed to meet online.
那么疫情趋缓的时候，我们就可以回到教会。
And when the pandemic is eased, we can come back to church.
我们去网上聚会的时候，我们心甘情愿。
So when we met online, we did it willingly.
那么我们回到教会的时候，我们就兴高采烈。
And when we come back to church, we come with a very joyful heart.
因为不同的日子我们要顺应这个日子所要我们做的事情。
Different days, we need to correspond with different things.
如果我们总是逆着潮流而动的话，那个日子是很难过的。
If we live against the trend, the tide, then our lives will be difficult.
为什么呢？因为这节经文第十四节特别讲到说，神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
And verse 14 teaches us that God did these things that man can be fearful before its God.
原来一切都可以突然消失的。
Because everything can suddenly disappear.
我们倾毕生精力所努力奋斗来的东西。
What we have earned with all our life.
无论是你的生意还是你的财产。
Whether it's your business or your estate.
甚至我们最珍惜的生命都是一样。
Or even the life that we cherish the most.
可以随时的失去。
They can disappear, we can lose them all of a sudden.
所以我希望我们大家经过这个疫情，我们真的能更多的体会到神给我们的恩典。
So through this pandemic, I hope that everyone feels the special grace that God has on us.
神给我们的保守，他来眷顾我们每天的需要。
His preservation and his favor toward us by meeting our daily needs.
以至于我们就更加的敬虔。
That we can become more fearful of God and be more godly.
希望经过这个疫情之后，我们就更加的珍惜彼此哈。
And I also hope that after this pandemic, we can cherish each other even more.
你知道疫情最严重的时候，真是家里面最亲近的人都不能面对面的见面哈。
You know, when the pandemic was very fierce, even family members could not see each other face to face.
所以家里的年长的一些祖父母跟孙辈都不能够啊。在一起
The elderly grandparents could not stay with their grandchildren.
所以这个希望我们现在如果可以见面，我们就珍惜我们大家彼此见面的机会。
So if we can see each other face to face, let us cherish this special time.
所以人生不是追逐利益。
Our life is not in the pursuit of profits.
乃是要珍惜亲情。
But to cherish relationships.
人生不是固执己见。
And life is not insisting on our own opinion,
乃是彼此的关照
but to care for one another.
人生不是高举自己
Life is not to exalt ourselves,
乃是要侍奉基督
but to serve Christ.
人生不是随波逐流
Life is not to follow the flow,
乃是日益敬虔
but to become more pious day after day.
所以无论在何种情况下我们都顺应时代的这个要求。
So no matter under what circumstances, we need to correspond with the demands of our time.
我们为的就是要力求变革，要做好上帝的管家。
So we need to make changes in order to be still God's good steward.
那么华人界有一个著名的传道人呢，叫周主培牧师 Moses Chow。
In the Chinese churches, there is a famous evangelist. His name is Moses Chow.
那么他在年轻的时候，他在中国哈。
When he was young, he was in China.
那么他就立志说他要做一个传道人。
And he decided to be a minister.
所以那个时候呢，他就有这个心志要去做牧师哈。
So he has decided to become a pastor.
不过呢，在教会里面呢。有一个非常有钱的这个阔家的小姐就看中了他。
But there is a girl who was born in a very wealthy family. She fell in love with Moses Chow.
那么这个小姐就跟他说：“你要是跟我一起结婚的话，你将来是不愁事业的问题。”
And this lady told Moses Chow that if you marry me, you know you will never have to worry about your career.
所以这个周主培牧师当时非常的挣扎哈。
So he struggled a lot.
他说是不是我也可以敬虔我来做一个好的基督徒，同时我也得到世界上这些东西。
So he asked himself, can I be a godly Christian, but also earn the world?
所以有一天他在这个河边的时候，他突然看见了一个景象哈。
And one day as he was by a river, he saw a vision.
那么他看到什么呢？他看到了一只船在那河上顺流而下。
That vision, he saw a picture that a boat was flowing down the river.
在这个船的旁边呢，有一个很大的、很长的这个木桩也在顺流而下。
And then along the boat, there's also a big plank of woods that's flowing down also along the river.
当他看到这个景象的时候，他好像是突然间明白，神借着这个景象向他启示一个道理。
So all of a sudden he realized that God was giving him some special revelation.
看起来两件物品都是在那里漂流，顺流而飘的。
It looked like both vessels were flowing down along the river.
但是两个物件却有着完全不同的结局。
But these two objects each had a very different destination.
这个船上有一个船长来掌控这个船的方向。
On the boat, there was a captain controlling the direction.
所以他知道自己的目的地到哪里去。
And he knows the destination.
他说那根木桩呢
？But that plank,
不知道自己会飘到哪里。
Didn't know where it will go.
也许会被人家捞上来，会做成一个家具。
Maybe it was taken by someone to make a furniture.
也许会被人家捞下来劈柴做了烧柴的木头。
Or maybe it will be chopped apart to become a wood for burning.
或者永远不会被人捞下来，飘来飘去，最后完全的腐烂，这个 就没掉了。
Or it would just continue to flow and become corrupted and then, you know, useless.
所以周主培牧师就他就体会到说，我的人生是像这只船呢，还是像那个木桩？
So, Moses Child, you know, reflect upon himself and said, "Well, is my life like this boat or like this plank?"
如果像这只船的话，神就是这个船上的掌舵人。
If my life is like this boat, then God will be the captain controlling this boat.
因为他知道我的这个人生将来会去什么样的方向。
Because he knows where it will lead.
如果我不让神做我的掌舵人的话
，So if I don't let God to be the captain of my life,
那么我就像那个木桩一样
，Then my life will be like this plank.
最后不知是什么样的结局。
I don't know the future.
那么我们当中如果有人熟悉周主培牧师知道的话，他一生有很多的变故。
So if any of you knows Moses Child, there's many changes happened in his life.
他从中国大陆到印尼、
So he went to Indonesia from China.
那从印尼又到了美国。
And then from Indonesia he came to US.
从美国后来又去过日本。
And then from US he went to Japan.
后来又从日本又回到美国。
And then from Japan he returned back to the States.
但他每一步都是神给他的带领。
But every step the way is God who led him.
那么神也借着他的手成就了很多美好的事物。
And God also accomplished many wonderful things through his life.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这个疫情当中，好像我们跟做基督徒跟其他人是一样的哈。
So during this pandemic, it's as if Christians are like everybody else.
那么别人关在家里，我们也关在家里。
People are shut off in the home. We are also shut off at home.
那别人要戴口罩，我们也要戴口罩。
So people wear masks. We also wear masks.
我们要保持社交距离，大家都要保持社交距离。
We need to maintain. They need to maintain social distance. We as well.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果我们是让神做我们这支人生之船的掌舵人
，But if we allow God to be the captain of our boat,
将来就是不一样的结局。
Our future.Would have different result.
今天呢，是我们这个新冠疫情爆发以来，我们弟兄姐妹第一次在教会里面相聚。
Today, as we gather together for the first time, coming back from the pandemic,
我真是非常高兴看见大家哈。
I am so glad to see all of you.
你们有些人呢，我是在这期间我有跟你们面对面见过哈。
Some of you, I might have seen you face to face.
那么有些人呢，我是从来还没有机会面对面的见过你们。
Some of you, I hadn't had a chance to see you face to face.
非常的开心，但是我要适应说这样的讲道，我好久没有这样讲道了。
But I also have to adjust because I haven't preached like this for a while.
所以还有一点要适应的习惯啊。
So I need to, you know, customize.
我想大家也是一样，我们回到教会跟以前的敬拜完全也不一样。
I think many of you feel the same because the way we worship is a little bit different.
我们都要适应一个新的环境。
We need to adjust to our new environment.
这个疫情呢，在目前看来不是短时间可以过去的。
I don't think this pandemic would go away in a short time.
所以这个病毒呢，可能会长期跟我们并存。
And we have to coexist with this virus.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们的心是神最看重的。
But brothers and sisters, God looked upon our heart.
那么从这个疫情当中，我们可以学到这些功课。
And we can learn these lessons from this pandemic.
就是我们对这个世界的管理负有责任。
So we are responsible to the management of this world.
所以人呢，唯有悔改呀、啊，才能够带来更新。
Only by repentance can we bring renewal.
那么人类呢，唯有彼此的合作才能够走出这个恶性循环的怪圈。
Only by cooperation can we walk out from this vicious cycle.
所以这次的瘟疫如果能够告诉我们什么的话
So if we can learn some lesson from this pandemic,
就是说我们要在这个世界做好神的管家。
It will be that we should continue to be good stewards for God's world.
那么在英国在17世纪的时候、啊、
In the 17th century in England,
那么英国的教会呢，他们就、 讨论说要有一个怎么样来教导这个信仰方面的啊，这个真理。
And the church discussed about a way to teach the truth.
来保证这个英格兰教会他们信仰的纯正。
To guarantee that the Church of England can pass on their teaching.
那么这个他们于是就写了一个信仰的问答。
So they wrote up a questioning answers for their faith.
这就是后来著名的叫西敏斯特的一个信教义问答。
And this became the well-known Westminster Catechism.
那么在教会当中流传很广。
And so it spread in the church for a long time.
那么任何新加入教会的人都要经过这套问答，要确定他们理解圣经的真理。
Anyone who wanted to join the church will have to study this catechism to understand the church's belief.
所以这个他们的小孩子都要知道这些答案的。
Even the children need to know the answers.
那么这个教义问答的第一个问题是
So with this catechism, the first question is
人生的终极目标是什么？
What is the ultimate goal for our life?
所以这个答案那大家要记住了哈，第一个问题非常重要的。
You got to remember the first question and the answer.
人生的终极目标乃是荣耀神。
The ultimate goal for our lives is to glorify God.
并永远享受他的同在。
And enjoy his presence forever.
愿这句话能够勉励我们弟兄姐妹。
May this answer can encourage all of you.
在这个不确定的时期
That in this time of uncertainty,
我们知道我们人生的目标乃是荣耀神，并永远享受他的同在。
That we know our life's goal is to glorify God and to enjoy His presence forever.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你的保守让我们重新回到教会。
By your preservation, we're able to return to our church.
我们弟兄姐妹可以一起同声歌颂你、赞美你。
That we can sing to you in unison.
主啊，我们的生命在你的掌握之中。
Dear God, our lives are in your hands.
主啊，我们的一切都是你的恩赐。
And all we have is from you.
愿主你掌握我们的生命。
May you get hold of our lives.
你做我们人生航船的掌舵人。
That you be the captain of our boat.
不论世事的事情发展的如何。
No matter what happens.
但是主，我们知道我们的人生的终点乃是归向你。
We know that the end of life is to going back to you.
愿主你看顾我们的教会。
May you watch over our church.
愿主你保守我们的弟兄姐妹。
And may you protect our brothers and sisters.
无论我们在教会聚会的，还是在网上聚会的。
Whether we meet in church or meet online.
愿我们同感一灵。
May we receive the same spirit.
我们同声赞美一位主。
And then we can sing together in unison to the same Lord.
谢谢主你的恩典，我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
So we thank you for your grace, and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.